Good afternoon. After the record-breaking day yesterday, a front moved through during the overnight period, and we had clouds and showers. Most of the showers diminished before the sun came up, and we saw the sun come back pretty quickly this morning. And now for the afternoon, we'll have a good amount of sunshine and a northwesterly breeze. And while temperatures will still be unseasonably mild to even warm, readings will be off from yesterday's high, but still remain in the lower and middle 70s. There is a chance that some places in the lower Hudson Valley and into southern New England could even reach the 80-degree mark once again. We'll start off tonight clear, then clouds will move in as a disturbance swings through the Great Lakes and heads toward the Ohio Valley. Overnight lows will drop back into the 40s where skies stay clear all night long, but where clouds will start to build in, particularly in the Catskills and the Mohawk Valley, temperatures will bottom out closer to the 50-degree mark. As we get into the day tomorrow and the wind flips back around to the southeast, drawing in moisture off of the Atlantic, we'll pick up more in the way of cloud cover and a good chance of showers for most everyone during the afternoon hours. With the clouds and showers, temperatures will be held back into the lower 60s for afternoon highs. The low pressure center and storm system will intensify over the Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes during the day on Friday. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and there's a good chance of rain for everyone, with highs pushing up into the middle and upper 60s. On the backside of this storm system, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, windy and cooler weather for the weekend. Still the chance of rain on Saturday, with temperatures starting in the middle 50s, then dropping into the lower 50s in the afternoon. Blustery and cooler weather on Sunday, but the return to more sunshine with highs in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Super Typhoon Haima is currently making landfall on the north side of Luzon Island, northeast of Clark Air Force Base and Manila in the Philippines. Maximum sustained winds have come down a touch, but are still at 155 miles per hour, and gusts are up to 190 miles per hour. Torrential rain causing life-threatening flash floods and extreme wind gusts are likely over the next several hours. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a non-tropical low-pressure system that's located about 225 miles northeast of the Turks and Caicos Islands. Cloudiness and thunderstorms associated with this system are currently located well east of the center due to strong upper-level westerly winds. However, upper-level conditions are forecast to become more conducive for this system to acquire some tropical characteristics, and a subtropical or tropical cyclone is likely to form within the next couple of days. The low is forecast to move northward to northwestward tomorrow and Thursday before turning north-northeastward and merging with a cold front over the western Atlantic by the weekend. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate this system this afternoon if necessary. Regardless of development, locally heavy rainfall is possible over the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and portions of the northern Leeward Islands today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 8 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds in Boston in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 79, set in 1963, and the record low, 20, in 1974. Sunrise this morning at 7:14 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:06 p.m., 10 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and remaining warm today, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds remaining warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear early tonight, then some clouds by sunrise tomorrow with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds remaining warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds remaining warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows right around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds remaining warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows right around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely lower 60s, rain likely on Friday, mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain Saturday, windy and turning cooler in the mid-50s. Breezy and cool Sunday with partly sunny skies, lower to mid-50s, and staying in the lower 50s with scattered showers on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.